Welcome, friends. We have thoughts for your new best friends.
Yeah.
We are Crystal and Anna and Joy, and we pick a show every week, a random show, talk about it, and discuss. Today, we are talking about Beauty and the Beast.
Booty and the Beast.
The 2012 show, season 2, episode 5, titled Reunion.
And here is your synopsis. When Kat attends her high school reunion, she uncovers more of her past than she anticipated. Meanwhile, Vincent meets up with an old military buddy.
Joy, don't.
I'm sorry, I didn't know what that was going to happen.
So, any of y'all seen the show before?
No.
No.
Yeah, me neither. I think it might have been around that time where I was just like, no CW ever. Don't touch me. Because it felt very CW to me, the show.
It is very CW.
Yeah.
It's like the most CW. Like, all the cliches, all the tacky love scenes, like...
Oh, yeah.
The cheesy... I was going to ask, what does that theme sound, the opening song sound like? It sounds like another song from another show, but I couldn't figure it out.
I don't know.
I don't think I was paying close enough attention.
I didn't pay attention to it either.
My first two notes, or like two of my first three notes, are, ooh, it's the Heroes dude. It's the 90210 dude.
Same. Because I looked him up and I was like, I obviously know, what's his name? Where did I write his name? I know his hero's name, Mohinder.
Yeah.
And then the other guy from 90210, which I forgot what he did on 90210, but I looked him up and... I literally knew no
one except for the main girl because she was in that episode of Smallville that we watched. Check that episode out, guys. Thanks.
How long ago was that? I feel like that was a long time. I feel like that was years ago, honestly. Even though it was probably like earlier this year.
I just remember thinking that guy from 90210 was hot.
He's very pretty. He has a very sculpted face.
Which one? Zach, okay.
The bad guy.
His cheekbones are excellent.
Right?
They're so cut.
Bravo. Bravo, parents of him.
I love that it opened with Kelly Clarkson's Miss Independent. Couldn't have been better.
The Beast looked like the... I never watched Buffy, but the Beast looked like the Beast in Buffy. So I was like, Buffy. I can't wait to watch that show.
You didn't watch Buffy?
No. Oh. My mother was very against it. She thought it was... Again, my mother made no sense when it came to censoring what we did watch. But I think she heard someone say Buffy wasn't for kids. She was like, you guys can never watch Buffy. So
wasn't it a teen show?
Yeah, it was a teen show.
Yeah.
She's a vampire.
How old were you? Well, you were probably like a little kid.
Lauren suffered more. I didn't.
Because she was the oldest.
Yeah. I didn't really know about Buffy, but I remember Lauren being very upset that, Mom, why can't I just watch Buffy? All my friends are watching Buffy and I can't watch Buffy.
I see her when you do that.
Hi, Lauren.
I don't think my mom ever knew that I watched it. I don't think I really watched it with her, like, around. She probably didn't even know what it was.
But she let me watch Charmed, which I feel like is, like, the same thing.
More or less,
and
yeah.
And that isn't Charmed, like, more adult? Because they're actually, like, grown adults, not teenagers.
Yeah, they're not teenagers, and they're witches. Which, Buffy was, like, witches and warlocks and all the stuff.
Yeah, that's what Charmed was, and demons.
Demons,
lots of
yeah.
demons.
I love it. So, yeah, Miss Independent, and the guy was, like, making fun of her. Listen to that song. How dare you? Claire Clarkson
how
is
dare
amazing.
You? That is how you take him off of your dating list.
Today, I was singing a song, an old song by Leanne Rimes from her first album, Blue, and then I suddenly transmorphed it into a moment like this.
Transmorphed it? Okay, got it.
Like, I was singing it, and then I did, like, a... I don't know. I took a breath and then I went into Kelly Clarkson. I go, what am I singing?
Okay, well then.
You just, it was like a premonition of like Kelly Clarkson to come in.
Okay,
episode.
Then this is where you perform. Go.
No.
Oh my God.
Well, she started at least.
You had a platform. Or you have a platform.
Mostly because I can't remember how that first song goes.
Oh my God.
So back to the show. The color palette in the, it was a little too dark for me.
It's like the same color palette in all of those especially, like supernaturally shows.
I noticed it in the police station. Especially it's because that like, the guy and the girl are very dark naturally, so it looked super dark already.
They're trying to make it more gritty than it is.
It was distracting.
Right? It's not that gritty. It's really not. Also, you know who else needs to who would benefit from good lighting lesson? Game of Thrones. because it's always so dark and you can't even see anything. And I know that they didn't have like electricity or whatever, but God, there's so much natural lighting there. They should use it better. Anyways, I do like the opening shot of the skyline though. It looked nice.
Speaking of, it's set in New York, sure. Right? But you it can is? Totally, yeah. Well, I'm assuming, right? Because there's taxis.
Oh,
I just assume New York is the only place for taxis.
Well, is it in New York?
I have no idea.
Okay, well, I assume it's New York, but because yellow taxis, I don't know yellow cabs.
Yellow car.
Anyways, but it's clearly filmed in Canada, yeah. Because in
oh,
the,
do you recognize
in
the, all the
no,
Canada?
No, no, no. Well, first of all, she's very Canadian to me when she speaks. The main girl, oh. The beauty. but in the beast. In during the dance part of the union, the girl, the baka that was talking, it said grade 9 something something, and that's how they say that in Canada, not mm-hmm. ninth grade.
Grade.
Okay, so
I was like, oh, Canada.
Fun fact: when we were drawing shows and we picked out this one, we laughed because Joy said "booty and the beast," so that's how we've been referring to it, and we joked like, oh, don't Google it.
Did so you Google?
I Googled it.
Oh my God!
And I was shocked. Are you ready for what I found?
Oh, God, shook? No.
No, I was shocked.
Anna's not hip. She's not with it. She can't say
although
those things.
Although, I wrote, oh, look, a pop song Anna knows.
Because
hey, y'all started playing and she was singing along.
Yeah, early 2000s shit, I got down. After that, I'm lost.
That is just not a thing for you.
No, that's okay.
I stopped listening to the radio in like ninth grade.
We like to make fun of you. It's fine.
Anyway, okay, so when you Google booty and the beast.
Oh, God.
B-O-O-T-Y. The first thing that comes up. Is a short film from the Three Stooges in 1953.
Really? Yeah. I used to watch that all the time. I forgot.
I was not expecting that at all.
Right? And I was like, oh, it's clean.
That's nice. I want to go back and watch that. I wonder if it's still funny.
Worth a shot.
I mean, yeah. Because if you like that type of physical it's humor, it will
yeah,
be.
Slapstick.
Slapstick, yeah. It's good. Like, because it's funny for a wide range of people, like families, kids, whatever. Anyways. Whenever he said, get your Ashanti on, I thought of that meme that we know that there's a meme of Ashanti. And she has her mouth wide open, right? And she's like singing.
It's like jamming.
And the meme's like, I've been listening to Ashanti all day and I cannot figure out what song she's singing in this picture.
Where is she going like that intensely? Like she's just like...
Like her mouth is all the way open. Like all the way. It's hilarious.
She's actually at the dentist.
You're right. You're totally right. That's funny.
Okay. So I know it was like a high school reunion and they were having flashbacks or whatever, but it made me laugh when in her apartment they're like, so Catherine, who do you like now? Like these right, are like grown ass women,
but people also like them.
Are they?
Yeah.
Gross.
It's especially when you're amongst your high school friends. It's so
it brings it back out.
It's
in
so
you.
Quick to fall into that.
So feeling. Crystal, who do you like now? Who are you crushing on?
Oh my God! You have to tell us.
No one
like
who's, no one who's
dying
real
to know.
Or all fictional.
Is his name Riz?
I mean, he's real, but
Oh, speaking of real, okay, it's time for my dream.
Oh, yeah, okay, so she teased her, she had a dream, and she was
okay.
Like, ooh, dream teaser, okay.
So I've been having some really intense dreams lately, very vivid, very realistic, but this was a good one. Okay, so I dreamt last night that I was Liza from Younger.
Okay.
And
which is her dream already, anyways.
Is it really?
I wouldn't mind it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I'm Liza
from... I pick Hillary Duff.
Okay.
I picked Diana.
Oh God. Accurate.
For sure. Diana or Maggie?
She's an artist and you're an artist and y'all are like very independent.
They are very similar.
Right?
Okay, so I'm Liza.
Okay, you're Liza. You're on stage?
No. So
no,
Nico's next to you.
Right now in the show, she's torn. She's like dating Charles.
Oh, she is?
Sorry, spoiler alert.
Oh damn, okay.
But it's very poignant. I'm sorry, it's poignant
it's fine.
To where
I don't care about that much. It's fine.
Okay, so she's like kind of seeing Charles, but Josh is still hung up on her. And then in my dream.
Well, she's not hung up on him, so it's okay.
Ugh. In my dream, who do I go meet after his Broadway show? I go and meet Armie Hammer. Who's currently on Broadway.
Why is that? Oh, but you're as Liza.
I'm
though.
Liza.
Okay, got it.
And so.
Not Sutton Foster?
No, I'm Liza. Okay. All right. So he takes me backstage and he's showing me around.
Yeah, he does.
We hook up in Josh Charles' dressing room.
Okay. And why not his?
His
wife is there.
His wife does not exist in this.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, my God.
No, I think we joked about how his was really small, so we went to go check out the next one, and we were like, okay, whatever.
His what was really small?
The dressing room.
Oh, okay. That's not what I heard.
Okay. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Somehow I think a man that tall cannot be small.
You never know. Anatomy's weird.
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, I personally don't know, because there's Armie Hammer, but...
He's like, what, six foot heaven, right?
6 foot heaven?
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, from there, we go...
Like, I'm really tall, but look at my boobs. They're just like...
True. Good point. You're right. Okay.
But boobs are different because they're, like, fat.
But I'm fat, and I still don't have boobs.
But they're different than a penis. Moving on. Okay, so... From there.
This is an anatomy with Anna.
Boobs are different than penises.
In case you didn't
remember
know.
Your anatomy, kids.
You didn't think we were going to learn something today, guys. You're welcome. Play this in your science class.
It's because the title of it is booty. We have to talk about anatomy.
I teach every Tuesdays. Every Tuesdays, like there's multiple Tuesdays.
When you teach every Monday, because the episode's released on Monday.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I teach on Mondays. Mondays at noon. Check me out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, from the theater, mm-hmm. we somehow end up in Disney World. And we go on this tour of Disney World. We have, like, a private tour.
You fly
tour
across
guide.
The country.
Yeah, girl. Actually, we just, like, teleported. We're just, like, boom, there.
You do what? So that I can do that again?
Boing. It's the...
I dream of Genie.
Yeah. That's my favorite thing. Anyway, okay, so we're in Disney World. We have a private guide.
It's the longest dream ever.
Well, because you guys fucking interrupt, bitches.
No, it's because you gave a boob lesson.
I had to teach you guys about boobs and penises.
No,
it's not my fault, you're ignorant.
Wow. Okay, now you're rude. I don't care about your dream no more. Just kidding, Tony.
And then.
She cares about Armie Hammer.
Same.
Okay, so we're having this private tour, and we're going behind the scenes. And there was this part of Disney World in my dream that's kind of like a forest. Mm-hmm. And we're like running through the forest with our guide and she's like showing us everything. Mm. And then we climb this big rock and we jump into the water. Because there's like a river or whatever. But the water is really shallow. So like Army nearly dies jumping into it because he's such a tall man. I don't know why. But it was so vivid, y'all. Okay. And then we end up like we like walk through the water back to like the park, and we're at I don't remember the ride I'm thinking of, but we come back out at the park, and then we get back to New York, and Charles is like, so how long has this been going on? And I was like, Charles, it's not what you think.
So basically you're living out your in your romantic movie love.
It was very, it was so real.
Literally, you have Charles and Armie Hammer.
And then Josh on the side. What else do you want?
You can share a little bit?
Josh,
I got
Hutcherson?
All those. No.
So should
not for Liza.
I want for
Anna. Yeah, that'd be hella weird. He's like 12.
So it's not weird for me. 12.
But he's going to get married to Anna, so he's not.
In my head, he's 12, which makes him perfect for you.
That's inappropriate.
That makes me like, feel really creepy.
Mentally, like, he's, like, really youthful.
He's mentally a child?
No. I don't like you anymore.
What are you trying to say right now?
I don't know. I'm tired.
Okay.
Anyway, so you're married to Armie Hammer. Or no, you hooked up with him as Liza. And then what happened?
Did you hook up with Charles?
No, the dream kind of ended with him confronting me about it.
And then
oh,
you made
no,
up.
Oh, then you had to do the real shit. And then you were like, oh, can't do it. Gotta wake up.
I don't want to do this anymore. Interesting. Interesting.
So vivid. There's that one. There's the one where I fought on the moon.
with Princess Leia's daughter.
She told me
about it. I was telling her about it today, and I go, I like basically like auditioned for NASA.
Oh my god. Get out.
Because I don't understand how I ended up on the mission, but I like tried out for the NASA mission and I made it.
Like she made it to the callbacks.
Like Legally Blonde.
I got called back.
Like it's hard?
What? Like it's hard? NASA's hard.
Yeah, Space Force. That's probably what you got in. It was Space Force, not NASA.
Yeah. Fuck you. You're not good enough for NASA, but you're good enough for Trump shit.
We've just got the giggles today, guys.
Yeah, for real. Also, right. I almost choked on these grapes like 3 different times.
Okay.
Joy and I are eating grapes.
Back to Booty and the Beast.
Live. Back to reality. No? Okay. Anyways.
Isn't there a better term they can call these soldiers than beasts?
Sure. My first note was, oh, that's how he becomes a beast. I like that they explain in the beginning. Yeah.
I think the concept is interesting, but I think execution... There was something else we were talking about earlier today that, like, the concept was interesting, but the execution was bad. Was that movie you just saw?
Everything, something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Every day.
What's every day?
It's that movie where the person wakes up in another body every single day. And it's like a teen romance.
Oh, yeah. I stay away from those.
I watched it and it was very.
So you didn't like it?
I was telling Joy, it felt like a good idea and a good concept. They just didn't finish it. Like,
well, that's the worst.
And I don't know if the book has more depth into. Because they didn't really get into more. About
of the
how this person does this and why,
yeah,
and why they do it, and it just kind of like stopped. The movie just kind of like ended.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Again, great concept, bad execution, or not fully fleshed execution, maybe.
Yeah, there was just a lot left unsaid.
I really like. I can't with the Booty and the Beast writing. Like, it's so bad. The dialogue in this is so unrealistic. Like,
although I made Anna go, oh, I made go barf.
I forgot to make. That was not an aw moment. I was
whatever. Miss you. Watch Hallmark movies and love them.
Anna fell for the romantic plot in this movie in the show.
I was like so in love with Vincent and Catherine's love. It was just so real and
puke.
No. Like Tim Gunn. No.
That was so funny.
What the fuck? We were watching Project Runway today, and Alina got eliminated from season 10. And he was like, we're going to miss you. We're going to miss you saying, fuck, 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 fuck. And it just got censored. And we were like, we need an uncensored version of Tim just like yelling fucks.
We were watching
it Alina, the other day. You mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, okay. We were watching it the other day, and Tim Gunn walked in, and he started laughing. He goes, okay, now we have...
So it was funny. Like a
split second transition into so funny to serious. It made us laugh so hard.
It was great. Tim Gunn is amazing.
Yes. Okay, so fashion talk. I have the top that the main girl's cop friend was wearing that was like maroon with the black sleeves.
Oh, yeah.
It's from Old Navy.
You gave it
or
to
no,
me.
Or no, Target.
You
Target.
Gave it to me. I have it now.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, because then I mean we get rid of so many things.
Oh, yeah.
I did not.
I know. It's just the easier way to put it.
blame it on you, basically.
Meh.
You did. I want to hold the mic like this. So like
you did this.
Song. Oh, yeah.
I was telling you, we should get mic stands so that we can not have to hold it.
It's fine, but I just like to hold it like this.
It makes me like a pop star.
Did anyone else? Any notes? Any imperative thoughts that they had about Booty and the Beast?
No.
I have another thought about microphones. I've always wanted one of those old-timey ones, like square-looking ones. I want one so bad.
I want like that. Also, the skinny like one, like Bob Barker.
Oh, like the skinny.
Yeah.
With the little dot at the top.
Dot. Mm-hmm. Like the Match Game.
So y'all gonna watch this further?
I'm starting the marathon right now.
It's all 4 seasons are on Netflix.
I like can't wait.
I don't know how they made it to 4 seasons.
Because no one watches CW.
CW has such low standards. And like I do feel there's an audience for this. And it's just enough people for them to keep going.
Yeah.
I feel like this show came out right as CW was kind of rebranding themselves. like there was that period where they just had shit shows, and then they've kind of rebranded, and then they've got some better stuff now.
What were some of the other shit shows?
Hellcats.
I never watched
it. Hellcats was hilarious. It was so bad. It was good. That was with Ashley Tisdale right? And Ellie Mashaka. Oh God, it was. So
oh yeah, I never watched them.
And I don't remember a lot of them because I didn't watch it very much then. But I feel like this was definitely one of those shows that the fans rallied for, is what I was reading.
Really? Who fans? Where are you?
They're on Twitter and they call themselves Beasties.
Oh God.
Gross.
That's not.
I'm already over it.
I don't like it.
Was it around the same time that Heart of Dixie came out?
Probably, yeah.
Never saw that either. I did. Did y'all ever see that movie based on Beauty and the Beast with Vanessa Hudgens?
Yes.
No.
And one of the Olsen twins in it.
What? Yeah, I think it's Mary Kate.
I don't remember. Was I never saw it.
Alex Pettifer guy.
Sure. Yeah. No, I don't remember.
The blonde dude.
No, Patrick Harris is in it too. I think.
Uh-huh. What?
Yeah, I don't watch it because.
It looked like shit.
Watch it. It was shit, but I think I watched it with my friends because they wanted to go to the movies, and that was the only thing up. So I was like, popcorn? Yeah.
Food?
Yeah.
Basically. So yeah, that's what we thought of that episode.
We have so many thoughts about this
guy. Oh, I had one more. Okay. No, cool. His Batman growl is getting old.
He like talked like this, and he had a big growl.
It wasn't believable.
It was just old. Like,
tired.
Yeah.
I don't think there was much about this that was.
It was supposed to like make him more mysterious, but it definitely didn't.
So the guy who is in Heroes, what's his actual name?
I wrote it down. I can't read my handwriting. Oh wait, it's on my. I am.
Well, why you look that up? He is beautiful.
He is fucking beautiful. I loved him since Heroes. He has such beautiful hair. Beautiful skin, beautiful face.
I've never seen anything with him in it. Actually,
what I'm writing there.
I've seen.
That's exactly.
I've known of him, but never actually watched anything with him in it. He's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Wow. He's got a very nice face.
Oh, Sentil Ramamurthy. I'm definitely butchering that.
Ramamurthy. Sentil.
Rama Sentil. Yeah.
Like Chantil?
No, Sentil.
Like satin and lace. Chantilly lace?
Chantilly lace. Oh, gross. Chantilly lace.
Chantilly lace?
Chantilly lace. It reminds me of work and I hate that.
Oh, sorry.
I can never look at lace the same way again.
Oh, lace.
So I think we're good, yeah. What are we watching right now? Crystal, what's on your...
I watched Bob's Burgers today at lunch.
When do you not watch Bob's Burgers? That's like
the other day when I watched Fresh Off the Boat.
Oh my God! How far are you on Fresh Off the Boat?
I'm still first season.
What episode are you on?
This is the first one.
The first episode of the first season?
Yeah, because I watched it and I was like, "Wait, did I see this already?" I couldn't remember, so I was like, "I'll just play it." And I played it. I'm like, "Oh yeah, I remember this and this and this." So I basically watched it twice, but whatever.
Worth it.
She remembered something.
Younger is on my also. I think I'm on season two sometime.
Sorry, I kept the mic right there for you.
That's why I was like,
I wasn't paying attention. Younger, fresh off the boat. Oh,
we need to talk about it, even though it's going to come out next. It's going to be a week late. The ending to Sharp Objects.
Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah.
Oh, do you know she's going to be in The Little Women, the movie?
Yes, Anna.
Oh, that was. I thought you were talking about just in general about the movie. Okay, I didn't know she was going to.
Yeah, she came up.
Hold on.
About Sharp Objects, Alan Krellen is the epitome of small dick energy.
Oh, yeah.
Literally the smallest. How? You're so lame. I can't.
Yeah, he is very lame. Yeah, just agreed.
Nothing. No. Useless.
Literally useless.
Yeah. Literally the most useless. And he was complicit. So put him in jail. Jesus. Exactly, just put him in jail.
I agree.
Curry is a dad that Camille deserves. I never had. And he just loves her so much. He loves her probably as much as I love her. No, impossible. I love her more.
Halloween idea.
Oh my God. So there's this great Halloween idea that I want Anna to do. I really. Oh.
The one for all of us.
Oh my God.
I got so excited. I joked.
Joy broke.
We were in Target and you know how we were talking about that Halloween idea for her.
Mm-hmm.
So I have an even better Halloween idea. it would be awful and twisted and great. But if Anna was Emma, I was Camille, and you were Adora because you wanted Adora's dress.
Oh my God.
I'm sad, so I'm Camille. And no, because she wanted to be Persephone anyways. She wanted to be Persephone anyways. Yeah. So Persephone, Emma, same thing. I think that's great. I want to be comfortable and I'm sad. And you would look great in that dress.
And I'm sad. That's so funny.
I wonder if there's some kind of like makeup we can do to put some like hidden words like up your sleeve.
Sure. Yeah, because mm-hmm. I read what they were doing it with, and that'd be really easy to do. I don't remember exactly what it was now, but I'm some sort of like glue thing, and they just colored it the mm-hmm. same color or whatever. But I read the process of how they were doing that.
I wonder how long that makeup took every day for her to do.
I know it was at least a couple hours.
Well, every day, because the most episodes in the beginning she's wearing long sleeves and stuff.
But yeah, so it's just on those certain days. It took at least a couple hours. I read the article, but yeah. That was way back in the beginning when it was first mm-hmm. showing that stuff. But I think we would be a disasterly trio and it would be great. So we should do it.
I don't know where I'm going to get that roster. Dress.
We're going to get you like blue bottles and like heavy spoon food me like soda all night.
And I'm just going to be like pushing you away and staring at you sadly.
We'll get you a little setup with like mortar and pestle. And like you can just like grind herbs, pretend like you're making your concoctions and then poison me.
Oh my God. And then
your dream come true.
By the
That would be a fabulous wig.
And then by the end of the night, Anna's just like asleep on the couch. Asleep.
But really, I'm not roller skating.
Yeah.
Ooh, we're going to have to get you some roller skates. Yes.
The beginning of the party, she has roller skates. She's rolling around. By the end, she has a flower crown and she's on the couch.
And the dress. And she's dead on the couch.
Yeah.
No, it's because we were talking about it because we saw like a pretty similar dress to what Emma was wearing at the end mm-hmm. at Target. And it was on clearance, but not enough clearance to buy it. we were like, that'd be great. And so... Halloween idea. That is a group idea. That is a group.
It's very current.
That I would be very down for.
But you just put your other costume.
Yeah, I know. I'll just change into that later.
What do you mean later?
Camille's second coming. Like when she gets over the fact that all this shit happened to her. She's reborn as Cersei.
As a monster. Honestly, because Cersei had to get over her trauma too. So.
Oh my God.
What?
It's true.
I'll make it work.
Why do you have to have two costumes? Just do, I mean,
because she already bought one.
No, like,
yes, I'm not gonna put it away.
No, like, isn't there, I thought you were going to another party or no? Was that you?
No.
Okay, I think it was somebody else.
No.
I would never.
No, because we decided we were gonna have the party here.
I thought there was other parties, like a club you're going to, right? Halloween club?
No, because we decided we weren't going because Rachel will be here. And
oh, that's right. So okay, never mind.
Yeah. It's
too many things. Just kidding.
We like to party. We like to party.
We like to party.
We like
to party.
You like to party? We like to party.
I'm glad for you.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's talk about this finale because we were all sitting on the couch traumatized. Holy shit.
Spoilers from like five minutes ago.
Oh yeah. Big ass spoilers. Sorry.
Well, this we already by the spoiled time this comes it, out, it'll be old.
It'll be done.
Hopefully you've seen it. But although if you haven't, I suggest you binge it. It's a bingeable show.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I felt like it was slow in the middle.
No. I dare you to suffer like we did and watch it week by week.
That was okay. A lot of suffering because I was this close to just getting the book and like reading the whole thing through because I was like, I need to know what the fuck happens. And I'm glad I didn't because the visual of that was beautiful.
Also, like, maybe I just, it was good, but I'm like, I have things to do. It's fine. I can wait a week. Like, it's not.
No, because you're so cool.
No,
so
I just like, I don't. No.
She's got so much plans. She's been very popular this summer. Mm-hmm. She's got so many things to do.
I went to a lot of concerts.
She can't even bear to sit on the couch for a couple hours and watch it, like, binge a show. Like, oh my God.
I'm so tired.
She's just, it's 1 hour. So much to do. So much to do.
Yeah, Anna, I have so much to do.
Rude. I thought it was so good. I know you thought it was slow in the middle, and I get that.
I did. There were a couple episodes that I was like, okay, nothing happened.
I really like what we saw. I like that it was very well fleshed out. And I just really like the aesthetic of it. The Southern Gothic, like the creepy Southern Gothic. Even though it's not Southern because it's Missouri.
Southern
it's
enough.
Middle America. It's
the bottom of Missouri. Yeah, oh, okay. It is.
Southern Missouri, whatever.
It's Southern enough.
I love the Southern Gothic aesthetic. I love how creepy it is and how like everything looks pretty and polished. And then there's like meth.
Pretty and polished and meth. I see it, yeah.
That's great. Put it on my list.
Oh, really?
That shot of the teeth in the dollhouse.
Just yeah, it's like very well my executed. Skin I loved the way it was revealed.
Yeah.
The just Amy Adams acting in that scene was really, really
and
great.
We got the scene before where the girl's mother came by like, have you seen my May? Mm-hmm. I haven't seen her all day. And oh, she's out with Emma. And then teeth. And you're like, oh shit, May is dead. But I have a thing about the dollhouses. So earlier Sunday morning, because I was scared as shit, I laid in my bed and I watched Hereditary at noon because there was sunlight. So I watched Hereditary, and if you have seen it, then you know that there's a fucking scary dollhouse situation going on there too. And then I finished this series, which I already knew because I read the book, but just watching it, I was like, my children will never have a fucking dollhouse. They can have Lincoln Logs.
Or what was the other one?
Legos.
Yeah.
Anything I can smash whenever I get too scared. Oh, sorry. I tripped. Baby, you're going to have to make another one. Funny. And hide it because I don't want to see it. I was terrified.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really think it was all of those slow moments were justified in the end. And I'm okay with that. And I even said like to Anna while we were watching, I'm like, I have a feeling this is going to pay off. But right now I'm annoyed that it's not. But I think it's a testament to how well it was written, how well it was, I want to say choreographed, but how it was stylized, staged. It was staged. It was, I'm officially a fan of this. I think I said this before, this director, I think Jean Marc Vallée is great. I love his style. Amy Adams for all the awards. We call it, and now she's going to win all the Emmys.
I know this is a TV show, but give her an Oscar.
And I initially was like, the actress was Emma. Like, okay, she's crazy, but like, is she? I didn't realize and appreciate her performance until the end. Like, okay, whoa. And then as I'm like, okay, it ended, and it was a Sunday night. I had so many thoughts I couldn't go to bed. And as I kept thinking about the finale, I was so creeped out, and everything that had happened before. It was clicking in my head, like, oh, that makes sense because of this, and this because of this. Like, it was so smart, very smart.
I was talking about it to Fried Papita, shout out, girl. I didn't even notice until she brought it up, but the girls that she killed, she painted their fingernails pink. Remember how the brother was like, Natalie would have never had pink nails, but the shot where May is, like, holding onto the fence, her nails are pink.
Oh, my God.
And then Natalie's hand under the bed, pink nails. Yeah.
Someone had on Twitter had got screenshots of that. And
yeah, of the quick.
The image of the cameras underneath the bed, and you just see her face, and she's screaming. All those are very haunting. It was very disturbing to me. And I had trouble sleeping. I was so creeped out.
I love the last shot of Emma's face, just like of satisfaction. I love it. I'm very terrified. Like, it was done so well. Like, she's such a good actress, and as many awards as Amy Adams and Patricia Clarkson deserve, so does she.
She hasn't been acting long either, so bravo to her.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was really, again, the whole through the credits, they give you that snapshot of what happened, and then her walking away into the forest in the white dress. So creepy, so haunting, so great.
This girl, I know, she was doing shit. Like, she's not a trustworthy person from the first moment I saw her, because her face just looks like fucking terrifying.
And the Anna said in the book, she's like 13.
Yeah, we went to Target today and almost bought the book. But like, look at her face. Look at her face. She's terrifying.
You know, and it's all the signs were there looking back. but we just, it's so easy to assume it was Adora, you know, because she's this over, she's this crazy woman, this horrible mom to Camille, and when all the signs were clearly pointing to Emma, we just don't want to believe that a young girl could do.
Yeah, it was like it went full circle, because in the beginning you're like, Emma's creepy and weird, and then all of a sudden you start finding all these things out about Adora and you're like, never mind, it's Adora.
Exactly.
And then bam,
I'm so amazed how it was all there right in front of our faces and we were still so shocked and awed at the end. Mm-hmm. excellent piece of work, that show, so good. Any more thoughts? Give me your thoughts.
The woman in white.
Give me a man after midnight.
Won't somebody help me chase his souls away?
Thank you.
I forgot the words. I do like nobody believing the little kid at the beginning.
Yeah.
Because he's just a little kid and his mom's a crackhead. Mm-hmm. So we're going to totally ignore this.
It's easy to discredit him.
Mm-hmm.
But he was right. He was totally right.
He was right.
And he said a lady.
Yes. He said the lady in white.
And of course, anybody older than him is going to be a lady.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she was far away, so we probably didn't really see her youthful face.
But I mean, she looked like a grown lady, not like a little girl.
Yeah, exactly. It made complete sense. And they even said, think more about it. They constantly said, you know,
every time that they mentioned, this is a man.
Yeah. No, it could be a woman. Or even the girls.
Like, it was her friends. Her friends
she. They said that a couple of times. Oh, my God. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
We highly suggest you watch our show if you haven't.
Yeah.
Which we wouldn't be listening to this if you haven't, because we just kind of spoiled everything. But
yeah, we literally gave all of it away.
It's so, so good. So anyways, anything else, Joy? Anna.
The teeth thing that, like, somebody explained it's like it wouldn't have been that hard for her to take the teeth out because they were still like baby teeth, they were still like little kid teeth. It wouldn't have been that difficult, but everything about this was so creepy. Yeah. And like, the more I think about it, the more creeped out I am.
Exactly.
But it's like so interesting. I just want to know more. But yeah. I'm definitely going to read the book after this.
Yeah.
Her friends were complicit. Let's throw them in jail too. Everybody in jail. Jail for everybody. You get jail.
Oh, yeah,
you get jail.
And
you
up.
Get jail.
They tied her up in that girl's pool or whatever for
They'll
a while.
Probably get accessories instead of murder charges. And because they're still underage, they'll probably be out by the time they're 18 and probably in like some monitoring situation.
Emma's last don't tell mama. It was still about her mom.
Don't tell mama.
Not like, oh, I'm sorry, or don't call the cops, just don't tell mama. That's all.
Yeah,
she
wasn't
about.
Worried about her fate as much as she was worried about her mother finding out.
Yeah,
that's yeah,
so fucked up.
Yeah, it really was so good. Very disturbing, but very good.
All right, so I think that's going to wrap it up for us this week. Thanks for tuning in. Check us out on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts.
Google Play.
That never gets any hits.
Google Play. Well, have you checked the website and see if it has?
I haven't checked it in a few weeks.
Oh, wait, it might.
Wherever you do listen to us, go ahead and give us a review. Go ahead and give us a rating, because we desperate. We desperate, ho. So give us
not enough to hoe it out, though.
Give us some love. Yet. We love you, so you love us.
I mean, she's vocally hoeing it out, like asking for it. Like,
give it to me, baby. Uh-huh.
Is that a song?
You never heard that song before?
Pretty fly for a white guy.
Boom, 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 boom.
We're going to fix
Google,
that in a minute.
Google, play Pretty Fly for a White Guy.
Yeah, so also find us on Twitter at WeHaveThoughts3.
We're the most active on Twitter, I think. Like, our Twitter actually, like, updates other than just our weekly posts.
Sure.
No, I'm just kidding.
So, yeah.
Yeah, more so than Instagram, that's for sure.
That's going to do it for us, folks. Thank you. We love you.
Bye.
Bye.